Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. Listen up. This is the Rose. Rose Colombo here for you every Wednesday, God willing, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time in the good old USA. But you can also listen online worldwide. And we do have a lot of listeners from around the world, which is really exciting because injustices and human rights issues and health issues, and whether it's about corruption or about constitutional laws or what is happening in the USA, affects everyone around the world. Everyone wants to know what is happening in the USA, and a lot is happening in the USA. So today I have a very exciting and powerful guest, and she is an author, and she actually helped cure her own body from cancer over 25 years ago, after the doctor told her that she was not going to live. So mind over body, immune system, so important no matter what's going on, extremely important to everyone every single day. That has to be a priority for you and your children, for your entire family. And Susan Moss is the author of many health books, and she scored immense success with her book, Keep Your Breath and Survive Cancer. And now she's also creating and scoring much success with her latest book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. She's the author of a novel that might hit the silver screen, and that book is entitled The Accident Stager, and it might become a movie, just in case you hear about it. It just might become a movie. She's a gifted artist, a painter, and you can see her paintings in art galleries. She's a public speaker, and she's talking about controversial vaccine these days, and everyone is talking about it because we have to. We don't have a choice. It's a priority around the world. And just to get started before we enter into the world of authors and experts with our very special guest, Susan Moss, I wanted to mention that the Defense Secretary orders United States troops to quickly get vaccinated against COVID-19. U.S. military department heads were ordered Tuesday to immediately start getting their troops vaccinated against the virus that causes COVID-19 2 days after the first COVID-19 vaccine received federal approval. Well, I believe it's Pfizer that received FDA experimental and trial approval. To my knowledge, it hasn't gone through the protocols of being approved as a licensed vaccination. But we will have to check that out and find out more about it, because Pfizer is the two jabs that have been reported to cause blood clot, which then causes heart attacks, strokes, brain injury, paralysis, and other injuries to the body. And they're downplaying that. So this is very disturbing, because if our troops are disabled, whether it's immediate, weeks away, months away, 1, 2, or 3 years, over time, we have a serious problem, because we can't defend ourselves when we know we have jihadists, terrorists, cartels, and gangs coming through our borders over the past decades. And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a memorandum made public August 25th that the secretaries of all military departments must immediately begin full vaccination of all service members who aren't already vaccinated. Vaccinations are not cures. Vaccinations are intended to prevent. We had our childhood vaccinations, so anybody who's been vaccinated is not anti-vaccine. We are concerned citizens about what is in these trials and experiments, and we are concerned that they are using every human being on the planet against their possible religious beliefs or against their religion, against their fear of being injured, or against their allergies that they know that they have, and that chemicals have an adverse effect on their bodies. So everyone being thrown into one big pot and jabbed 1, 2, 3, 4 times, or mandated to wear masks that cause emotional issues as well, depression and anxiety and anger and frustration, and cut off your oxygen supply. That if you have a respiratory problem, you are in more need of breathing in fresh oxygen and releasing carbon monoxide, not cutting off oxygen and breathing in carbon monoxide and the germs collected inside and the oils collected inside of the mask that re-enter your pores and your passages back into your body that reach your lungs. And also reduces saliva, and saliva is needed to prevent bacteria in the mouth, because without that, you can get tooth decay, lose all of your teeth, and it can cause gum disease, and it can enter into the lungs, and then you die from bacterial pneumonia. So these are all issues that we need to talk about, and we need to find out more information about from the dentists and the doctors, and they need to stop silencing them. And then Michigan residents fight back. Estimated 1,000 show up for protest after unelected officials make last-minute decision to mandate masks for over 2,000 children re-entering school. So those are the issues that are happening in our news today. And now, after this important message, we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts, and we will be right back.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
That's right. Be sure to bring your appetite to the Horseshoe Cafe.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Listen up, because Columbo Chronicles Live, you're listening to The Rose, is about to enter into the world of authors and experts with our dynamic guest. And I told you a little bit about Susan Moss, and she is a returning guest because she is an expert, and she's written many books on health, and she's scored big successes with her book, Keep Your Breath and Survive Cancer, and she is a cancer survivor. And we're going to discuss her book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. She also has a book coming out, The Accident Stager, which might become a movie on the big silver screen. So that's exciting, too. She's a very active woman, and she is an artist. So let's just get started, and let's say hello to Susan Moss. Good morning, Susan Moss. Welcome to Colombo Chronicles.
Good morning, Rose. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm always happy to have you on because you are a wealth of information on health and nutrition, and very interested in what is happening around the world, which is very good. And you wrote the book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, which is very timely. And we always have new listeners, so you never know, you know, what is new to our new listeners as well. So, Susan, why don't you tell us, why was your book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, first rejected and banned by Amazon?
Well, we got it on Amazon, but it was a close call because at first they didn't want it. They only wanted, quote-unquote, official information. I wrote this book with scientist Dan Marquez, by the way, and he has a wealth of information on an antiviral diet, what you should be eating now to protect yourself from this horrible disease. And everybody needs a copy to understand how to not only protect yourself but reverse early symptoms so that you don't have to go to the hospital, and you can do it all naturally and inexpensively, and you don't need to try an experimental vaccine because, Rose, the New York Times announced this morning that the Pfizer vaccine does not work. Can you imagine that they came out with that statement?
You know, I am actually surprised that the New York Times did come out with that statement, and I'm grateful that they did, because this is a matter of life and death, or having your body disabled. I actually was jabbed when the first swine flu came out, and I did end up almost dead, and I ended up in ICU and paralyzed. And I was listening to some of the victims at a Senate hearing this morning with Dr. Johnson, and these victims who were jabbed with these experimental and trial vaccinations that are being ignored, but he brought them to the surface, were talking about how they were paralyzed. They had the same symptoms, paralyzed from the waist down. They felt nothing. They were perfectly healthy before the jab, like I was. Then you end up in ICU nearly dead, and you're dying. And fortunately, I had an afterlife experience and was healed miraculously by God, believe it or not. But he told me what to do and that he would heal me. And I followed all his instructions, Susan, and guess what? It all had to do with nutrition.
Yes, that's why we have not only an antiviral diet, but we have early treatment. And you can do it inexpensively. I got through COVID in 2 days with the information as we were writing the book. And so I've actually used the book myself. And COVID doesn't have to take over. If you catch it early and you give it these early inexpensive, readily available treatments, and you don't have to even have a prescription.
Isn't that amazing? Because one of the over-the-counter 70-year-old former prescription drugs was hydrochloroquine, HCQ, that allegedly, from what I saw online in a virology journal, I didn't see it in person, so I can't verify it, but it was alleged from a virology journal where Dr. Fauci and his peers stated that COVID, that HCQ, hydrochloroquine, was a miracle drug and cured COVID. And now I just learned, Susan, you're going to be interested in this. Someone close to me is in the hospital, so prayers are requested for Miss H. I'll call her Miss H. She's on a ventilator and with pneumonia now because they had sent her home from the ER with a ventilator, and she got worse at home. So she ended up in the hospital with pneumonia after a few days, and because her oxygen level was going so low. And so she ended up in the hospital, and they were giving her remestivir and an antibiotic, a steroid. And so I asked, you know, the husband, I said, have the doctors tried vitamin C, injecting vitamin C and zinc and D3 through intravenously? And so he did ask the doctor, and they said, oh, well, Dr. Fauci and CDC took that protocol away almost a year ago. We were using it, and they stopped using it as a protocol, told the doctors to stop using it. And I was shocked. I was shocked. Why would they do that, Susan?
Well, the government wants to make money off vaccines, so they don't want any competition. And also, the emergency use authorization cannot be continued if there is an alternative that's readily available. And I wanted to say to your listeners that hydroxychloroquine is actually quinine. It's an artificial substitute for quinine. They can get quinine in tonic water very cheaply. It's best to get it in the can. Take it with zinc. Now, the quinine will make an ionophore, which is a tiny hole, so the zinc gets in the cell, and the zinc is what kills the virus. So you have to take them together, but you don't even need to worry about hydroxychloroquine. You should have worry about your vitamin D level. If you don't get sunshine for maybe half an hour a day, you should be taking D3. And we also have foods that have the vitamins that you need to completely protect yourself. So if you eat an antiviral diet and you exercise, one of the big risk factors is obesity. So we have to get that problem under control, because 40% of the U.S. population is obese. Did you know that, Rose?
Yes, I know that, because I was reading up on it, and it's really difficult for people not to be obese today, because from my own common sense here, and I'm looking at the years that we've driven, I don't drive through them anymore, but we've driven through fast food restaurants with tons of preservatives and chemicals, and then everything that's boxed appears to have, when you start reading it, appears to have all of these fattening chemicals in them and preservatives. And also it appears to, like if you're eating snacks like potato chips, it's something with the brain that people keep eating and eating them, and it's hard for them to stop all these snacks they create. So it appears to me that many of the boxed foods are helping to create obesity, along with the busy schedules people have, and they keep driving through fast foods and feeding their kids fast foods, because kids are obese today.
Oh, absolutely. It's shocking. But did you know that high fructose corn syrup which is it was invented by Philip Morris, the cigarette company, to sweeten their cigarettes, is now used in many, many foods. I went to the regular grocery store. I usually shop at a farmer's market, but in the regular grocery store, if you go down the aisles, you'll see high fructose corn syrup in almost every aisle. You'll see it in soda pop, pancake mix, cake mix, on and on like that, Jell-O. It robs you of vitamin D. So that's where we have the big problem right there. People eating high fructose corn syrup, their vitamin D level goes down, and then they can easily catch COVID.
Wow, that's an important piece of information I never heard myself. Thank you for that information.
And you can read so many tips in our book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. You can get it on Amazon, or you can order it directly from me, SusanHMoss.com.
Very good. So everyone needs that book. So how did you come to write this book?
Well, Dan Marquez came to me with 100 pages. It was just fabulous information. It's so needed. But it wasn't a book. So he came to me because he liked my book, Keep Your Breasts, Preventing Breast Cancer the Natural Way, which is in 3 languages, 6 printing. And I've been all around the world with it. Germany and Holland published it. And then I followed up with Survive Cancer. And that brought me to Glasgow, Scotland, lecturing for the BBC. And that book also is still selling every month. And so he liked my book, Keep Your Breasts. So he submitted 100 pages of COVID-19, A Natural Approach, to me. And I really thought it was great. And so I said, well, it's not a book yet. I'll help write it. And that's when I did my research, because President Trump was saying hydroxychloroquine plus zinc would help us. And as he was saying that, Fauci was pushing him off the stage.
Oh, yeah. Well, they did not get along at all.
But,
I mean,
but
seriously,
Fauci didn't want that information to get out. You see,
right.
It's just
yes.
Like what you were just saying.
He was very upset about that. I remember that. I mean, I still remember them on the stage when President Trump said that. And Fauci was not a happy camper. He couldn't
hide
his expression.
Yeah, Fauci has a double-edged sword. As far as I'm concerned, he's the Hitler
well,
of today.
Yes, and as far as I'm concerned, he should not be the only person, doctor or scientist, whichever he is, he should not be the only spokesperson about COVID and mask as he flip-flops since 2019, since he was the one who used NIH to fund the research after a moratorium was placed in the USA over in Wuhan. And he is the one who was linked to, can't even recall his name right now, the doctor who was researching gain of function. So, and he's been linked to Bill Gates for decades, who has always supported and funded the research as well, and is invested in several big pharma corporations. And he's the co-founder of Gavi, and all of those persons who are members of Gavi are very wealthy people who are invested in the business of vaccines for big profit. So it really is a nightmare for America, because these are the same people with a lot of wealth who are, in my opinion, creating a big pharma vaccine industrial complex using human beings as human lab rats, which in my opinion, Susan, is a crime against humanity.
Oh, absolutely. And Bill Gates said it's phenomenal, the investment he gets. He gets 20 to 1 investing in vaccines.
Yes, he said that he will get a $200 billion return on his money, which is higher than he could ever get on the S&P. And what do they need, Susan? They need a built-in customer base. Who would their customer base be? Why not the entire world? Why not abuse the experimental and trial emergency act by the FDA, which, in my opinion, from reading it, Susan, was intended for people who were dying and were running out of options. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's all a scam. To tell you the truth, Rose, I think we've been perpetuated into believing, and some of my intelligent friends ran out and got the vaccine, and I was horrified. Without doing research, they just thought, well, we'd better get it. And they ran to get it. But, I did not, because I knew what was going on. Especially when I was writing this book, I was horrified with some of the ingredients that they used in the shot. Polyethylene glycol.
Mm-hmm.
I know I
poison.
Got sick from plastics, and that is a plastic. It causes cancer. So I already knew that. And now they've come up with graphene oxide, which sounds more like something I would use in my art. And this causes
poison.
Graphene oxide, and it deprives all your organs of oxygen and causes death. That's what's in the shot.
And the whistleblower worked for Pfizer. She was a Pfizer employee. And she said that they covered it up by listing it as a trade secret so that the public wouldn't know about it.
Yeah, that's what you're getting, right directly into your arm, bypassing the digestive system, which would throw it out. So you're stuck with it. And Mike Adams calls it the clot shot. And what we're seeing is tiny microscopic blood clots, because when you put the shot in, you're doing a software thing where the body's going to start replicating and producing spike proteins and putting them in your blood vessels. And your blood vessels have to be smooth to carry the blood. So now you've got all these spiky things in your blood vessel, and the blood is horrified and starts to clot up. So now you've got a chance of a heart attack.
Yes, and I know a person who, her dad was fine, and he got the two Pfizer jabs, and then he died 3 weeks later. And then my own mother got those two Pfizer jabs and ended up with a blood clot and a brain injury. And now she has to remain in assisted living. And then four of my friends who, you know, I told them they should do their homework and their research, but, you know, they listened to MSM and Dr. Fauci, and they got their two jabs, because they actually came to their senior community and brought them to the seniors, and they listened to all this fear-mongering on television by MSM, and so they, most of them got it. And I know of four of them who were healthy and ended up getting COVID, really bad COVID.
Yeah, well, the thing is, it's a lie that this vaccine is going to protect you. And that's what they found out in Israel, because Israel made a deal with Pfizer to get everyone vaccinated. And so now they've got this huge break, what they call breakthrough cases of hospitalized people who had the shot already and believe that this jab would protect them. And it's just a big lie. Because your body doesn't work with chemicals to protect itself. It works with natural things. That's why our book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, is so necessary. Everyone needs to read this book.
I agree. And also, chemicals have adverse reactions like they did to my body. and so many others. And so they're not even taking into consideration if you have a known adverse reactions to chemicals. They are not taking into consideration if your religion prohibits those from being chemically injected. They are not even considering that they are violating the human rights of all Americans and the world by using people's bodies as their property and channel to do with whatever they want or else be punished. And you know, that's what criminals do. They punish their victims if they don't comply. Isn't that correct?
Yes, the city council in L.A. is now voting, as I speak, on whether to mandate vaccines for all indoor activity. And this is a crime against humanity. And I'm outraged. I did call both senators in City Hall and voice my complaints.
Good for you.
Because, they can't do this to us. We have 500,000 adverse effects, including some permanent injuries. We have 13,000 deaths that have been recorded. One whistleblower at the CDC said that it's actually 46,000 deaths. They're
right.
Not too good at recording the adverse effects and the deaths because they don't want people to get scared of the vaccine, which they should be.
Well, they don't want people to be scared of it because they have, they're listening to CDC and WHO and Gavi and all these wealthy people and Big Pharma who are all linked together for many years in the business of vaccines, and they have actually taken the Gardasil vaccine over to India, Bill Gates and WHO, and injected, I don't know how many children over there, Bill and Melinda and WHO, and also Governor Perry mandated it in Texas, the Gardasil, and teenagers started dying and getting paralyzed and sterile, and he called the mandate off after lawsuits began being filed. And then in India, after the kids started becoming sterile and dying and depressed and suicidal and paralyzed and so forth, India asked them to leave.
Thank God.
And so the media, though, social media has diminished all those stories that were true that I read and, made it so that, no, they didn't really kick them out. Yes, they did kick them out.
Well, yeah, the vaccine is very dangerous. And the fact that 500,000 people have been injured, some seriously and some permanently, they should have stopped with one or two injuries and just said it doesn't work. It injures people. It first do no harm is what the medical graduation ceremony includes. First do no harm. This is a very, very harmful vaccine. It's killing people, and it does it quick. Within 24 to 48 hours after the vaccine, people have died. It should be stopped. And that's what leading scientists are saying.
Yes, and a Nobel Peace Prize winner, he said, a Nobel laureate, he said that, I think his name is Montier, he said that within the next 2 or 3 years, we're going to have a potential genocide if they don't end these mandates.
Yeah, they just want you to take another shot. They want you to take a booster, a third shot, and after that it's going to be a fourth shot and a fifth shot. And
it's
people
never
are going
end.
To end. It's never going to end because, well, the New York Times came out very bravely this morning and said the Pfizer vaccine is not working. And I think this is maybe going to put the brakes on some of this fantasy that a shot will work. The body works best with natural things. That's why our book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, is so important for everyone to read.
I agree, because we know that there's Agenda 21 and Lockstep, which is a written and stated strategic goal on reducing the population of the planet. And Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are totally into reducing the population and controlling the planet, because he's buying up all the farmland. Well, Ted Turner bought up all the ranch land, and China's bought up some of the farmland because China wants to dominate America and the world. And this is no secret. People just have to do their research and homework and put the dots together. And Bill Gates owns 500,000 shares of Monsanto to create the GMO non-nutritional lab growing foods and milk and molecular meats, that, and he wants to get rid of all the cows, all the horses, the pigs, the chickens, anything that was created by God. And so these are very serious issues that play into this worldwide fear-mongering, coercion, and threats that if you don't get jabbed, you lose your freedom, your liberty, your right to travel, your right to work, your necessities of life. You won't even be able to buy food. This is total crimes against humanity, in my opinion. I don't care what anyone says. And so, is there a natural form of this drug? Hydrochloroquine.
Yes, as I said, you can get quinine and tonic water. It's best to drink it in cans because the bottled water has high fructose corn syrup as a sweetener. So if you drink the tonic water and you take zinc, you are going to kill this virus before it has a chance to take hold in your body.
And so what if it's already taken hold? Do you think it'll still help?
Yes, it definitely will kill the virus.
And what about vitamin D? Because fortunately for me, I had gone to my doctor and done the physical and got all the blood tests, and she said that you were fine except you're very low in vitamin D3, and so
very
we're going
important.
To build that back up. And so I was fortunate because she gave me 40,000 IUs to take for 7 days in a row and then take, you know, a couple tablets a day after that, or eat natural foods with vitamin C and D and all that. So is there a vaccine that you think, of all the vaccines they're using, do you think there is a vaccine that's going to cure COVID? Because in my opinion, what I've read and understand is vaccines don't cure anything. They are created to help prevent, not cure.
I think they aren't good for prevention either. I think vaccines are good for profit.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that one, because there are some big people, big profits that people are waiting to reap. They need their investment back, and then they need their profits to be made. And they're also tied into the 5G, which allegedly this graphene works with the 5G to track, trace, and control the mind and the body. And there are doctors who have said that if they don't stop this nightmare jabbing the entire world, that it will spread faster than if they just use natural immunity. Is that true? Think.
Yes, we're really into a big disaster right now. I feel sorry for the human race. I really do, because we had a nice, pleasant time before this. They let this virus out, and I think they did it intentionally. And
yeah,
I think Fauci is responsible, and I think he should pay for his crimes. because he's the new Hitler, and he's obliterated so many people, 500,000 injuries and at least 13,000 deaths, but according to the CDC, it's 46,000 deaths from this vaccine, and Fauci created a virus which killed 600,000 people in the U.S. and 7 million in the world. Yeah,
we're
if he wanted to do depopulation, he was very successful.
Yes, I think so too, and his peers who were involved in it as well. And I know Jeffrey Epstein and George Soros and Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci are all linked to Moderna. Moderna never developed a vaccine, but now they're developing a Fauci China Gates vaccine, but they're all linked to Moderna. And then I read that Kamala Harris' husband was the legal counsel for the world's biggest pharmaceutical, which was Merck. And then I guess when she ran for vice president or was elected, that leaked out, and then he resigned from that particular law firm, from what I read. And but it appears that all these people involved are involved with Big Pharma in one way or another.
Well, the problem comes right back down, Rose, to people actually believing that pills or vaccines are the way out, and that they will keep them healthy. And if people didn't fall for this BS, and people would really learn to take care of themselves. And we have everything in the book, COVID-19, A Natural Approach. Exercise, very important. I've been swimming every morning since the Y opened up again, 5 days a week. I do 40 minutes of swimming. Walking. When I get up in the morning, I do stretching and reaching my toes and bending, stretching, kicking. It's so important to get in shape. I can't tell you enough, Rose, that if we were in shape and in good health, and anyone who's in the kind of good condition is not going to have much of a chance of getting hospitalized with COVID.
Well, what do you think about vaccinating babies and children and pregnant women?
Oh, I think it's a crime. I know a lot of women have lost their babies. We do have a chapter in our book on pregnant women, what they can do to help protect themselves and their baby, and a diet they can follow. And we even offer recipes. And Dan is just amazing at coming up with tips for pregnant women. We have a whole chapter on it. And there's, you know, as long as you're doing natural things to protect yourself, you're not going to get sick. So you don't have to succumb to the Fauci, the clot shot, like Adams calls it, that creates blood clots that are going to kill you, that are going to cause heart attacks, that are going to cause brain injury, that are going to cause myocarditis, that are going to eliminate your platelets, and so that you can't live. I'm really angry that the city council is meeting right now to vote, because I won't be able to go to anything. I won't be able to go to the movies or the Y or anywhere.
But that's crimes against humanity. If you're a healthy person in this country, or even if you're not healthy, you still have the right to control. We should not have the government, which the Constitution prohibits, from enslaving us and using us for servitude or chattel or property as their property to do with whatever they want with our bodies and our unborn babies or our children, which is parental alienation and making these children wards of the state and under their thumb. And this is very serious. And so because it is a Nuremberg, they are violations of the Nuremberg codes as well. Total crimes against humanity. This is what Hitler did. He took the people hostage, and instead of putting us in concentration camps, they're indefinitely detaining us with their unconstitutional mandates and locking us down in our homes as prisoners indefinitely on a whim whenever Dr. Fauci or CDC director or WHO director decides lock them down. And they're calling all the shots. They aren't even public officials. And lockdowns have never happened in America. Quarantines, I don't even know, except for 1918, who found in 1918, Susan, they found that more people died from wearing the mask and not getting ventilation and fresh air and lack of nutrition. And so they weren't getting any because 60% of the population was undernourished and poor. So they didn't have nutrition back there. They didn't have the medications back there, the natural ones like HCQ and ivermectin and so forth. They didn't have bottles of vitamin D3 and C and zinc and so forth and all the fresh fruits and stuff we had because they were impoverished. So their bodies and immune systems were racked, and then they were covered up without being able to breathe in fresh air. And without fresh air coming in and releasing carbon monoxide, you're going to die, especially if you have a respiratory problem, because you can't breathe. And now they're telling you to wear 3 masks and a shield over your face. I mean, this is insanity.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when a 13-year-old gets the vaccine and dies of a heart attack.
Yes, and they're getting heart inflammation, meaning they can't play sports. It's going to affect them the rest of their days. And, you know, I'm just so outraged that anyone in government who swore an oath to uphold, defend, protect, and preserve the Constitution and defend the welfare and health and safety of every American, and these people are getting away with this. And this is
do you know if the city council votes, if the city council votes today that you need a vaccine to go indoors anywhere, I won't be able to go to the grocery store.
That's what I'm saying. This is crimes against humanity. They're going to cut off your food supply. They're going to cut off your exercise. They did that here in California. Newsom, he cut off all the gyms. He cut off you just got through saying we need exercise. They shut the gyms. They shut the dental facilities down to a minimum where you can get into a dentist and you could actually get gum disease and lose your teeth and die. You couldn't go in just for a cleaning. It had to be an emergency. You couldn't go to your doctor's office and have a one-on-one conversation with your own doctor about any of this. So they're treating everyone as if everyone is the same, and it doesn't matter your age, your race, your ethnicity, your sexual preference, your pre-existing conditions. If you have metals in your body, if you have allergies, if you have religious beliefs, they are just treating everyone like Hitler did. Stand in line, distance, obey, or else be punished, and you will starve to death.
Yeah, it's gotten very, very scary. I'm really frightened about what's going to happen to humanity when they start vaccinating the kids.
They're already vaccinating the kids. In Australia, they ordered all of the parents to bring 24,000 kids into a stadium, and the parents can't be present. They have all these police officers that are going to be present, but not the parents, and they're going to vaccinate 24,000 children.
I think it's really gone beyond science fiction. It's horror.
Yeah,
it's a horror story. It's a Stephen King horror story.
I don't even think Stephen King could have written this one.
It's beyond Stephen King. That's why people should read our books, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, and learn how to protect themselves naturally. And if the city council votes today that I can't go to the gym, that I can't go to the food store, I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe take my truck and ram into the city hall. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to be furious.
Well, you know what? But seriously, American people need to unite. The American people need to unite, and they need to do as Senator Rand Paul says and resist this tyranny that they're bringing upon the American people. And because we are guaranteed and established that the government and Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci have no authority over any free American are violating our constitutional rights to free will granted by God, not by him, and free choice to control our own bodies and our own minds and not become brain injured for life or get dementia for life or end up with a heart attack, a stroke, paralysis, or some other. None of these people have been affected. Do you really think they got they used themselves and their families for experimental jabs with all of these adverse health effects and even death listed by VAERS and CDC? Do you really think these people were using their own bodies and their own families with these experimental jabs? I don't think so.
Well, I read something interesting this morning on the Internet, and that is Pfizer and Moderna don't mandate their own vaccines, and their employees aren't getting them.
And isn't it interesting, too, though, that the HHS secretary resurrected a 2004 that happened under the Bush, George W. Bush administration, where he was the one who was concerned about a potential pandemic, and he was obsessed with it, and the HHS secretary wrote a statute, 247D-60, that gave immunity to anyone who was involved in the development or sales or marketing or promoting of a experimental and trial vaccine, total immunity. And it sunset in 2014, and now the current HHS secretary resurrected it in 2021, July 2021, giving total immunity to anyone who promotes and sells and markets and packages or labels or anything to do with the experimental and trial vaccines. Why would they give them immunity, Big Pharma and government and Fauci and Gates and all these people, immunity from lawsuits being filed for deaths and injuries when that never happened in the past?
Well, as I say, they want to make profit, and this is a solid business sales formula. First of all, you mandate they have to buy it, or they can't go in the grocery store. They can't go to college. They can't work unless they buy your product. I mean,
It started
with
Obama.
If I can't go in the grocery store, if I have to sneak into Sprouts in order to buy my groceries, that's going to be the end. I mean, I love Sprouts, and it's close to my home. It's in L.A., and the city council says I can't go in it without a vaccine. That's going to be the end of it for me.
Let me tell you, a vaccine passport, in my estimation or my opinion, while we can still give our opinions, we better do it, is treason. It is the China's Merit app that's linked to AI that tracks, traces, and spies on every individual in their country, and they can They control everything that the individual does, like a credit card, where it's based on a merit system. So if you don't have a good merit system, then you may not be able to travel. You may not be able to shop. You may not be able to work. You may not be able to own anything. You may not be able to buy a house. It's all communist tracking through America's AI, who is involved, including communications like Microsoft, very heavily involved with China, and Dr. Fauci and all of these people are tied into New World Order, Wall Street, AI, and Big Pharma, and communications. And China is making all of our products, and so now we've become dependent on China for our products, and we know that they're poor quality. They aren't what it was when they were made in the USA. And so, in my opinion, it is treason because it overthrows the United States Constitution under the guise of health care by denying every American their God-given free will, unalienable rights of a God-given free will to control their own body, their own minds, their own life, and as well as a free choice to do so. It didn't come from Biden. It didn't, who's compromised over with China. It didn't come from the Clintons, the Bushes. It didn't come from the Rothschilds. It didn't come from the Rockefellers or Dr. Fauci or CDC or WHO directors. It came from God, and it's established in the United States Constitution and guaranteed to every American. So they are violating all constitutional rights, all human rights, Nuremberg codes, all necessities of life laws, and we in America have necessities of life laws that they cannot deny. So they have made us their enemies, and unless you comply with their communist agendas, which is the vaccine passport, is merit app from China, that overthrows the United States Constitution. And so lastly, what do you think is the most important message you want to give to our audience, Susan Moss, and where can they find you, and where can they purchase your books?
Okay, the book got on Amazon. God helped us because they rejected it at first, but it got on, so you can get it on Amazon. You can get it as an ebook. You can get it as a soft cover. It's full of color photographs and recipes and ways to protect yourself from this horrible virus naturally and inexpensively. You can also see it on my website, www.susanhmoss.com. And you can email me at susanbc@aol.com. I will answer any questions.
That is fantastic. And, you know, I want to thank you so much for writing COVID-19, A Natural Approach, and all of your wonderful books, Keep Your Breath, Survive Cancer, and much success with your new novel, The Accident Stager. And I hear it might become a movie on the silver screen. That is fantastic. And do you want to quickly tell us what is The Accident Stager about?
A fellow staged an accident by deliberately driving into my truck. And I spent 6 months fighting him. And this is a story fictionalized.
Very good. That's a good one. I like that. Can't wait. And so, Susan Moss, thank you so much for your invaluable information. I hope everyone gets a copy while they can, COVID-19, A Natural Approach, because everyone needs it, especially in this day and age. So God bless you, and thank you again for all your hard work. Much appreciated. God bless you.
Thank you, Rose.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
And Susan Moss has left the building. And, you know, you have an opportunity to purchase COVID-19, A Natural Approach. Very important for you and your family and for your friends and neighbors, and to share this information, because this is very serious, and we are losing our freedom, our liberty, and rights guaranteed by the Constitution that are being trampled on, ignored, and just replaced with mandates. And executive orders, let me just end with, executive orders were never intended to make laws. Only Congress can make laws. HHS was never intended to make laws. Dr. Fauci was never intended to make laws. Bill Gates was never intended to make laws. CDC and WHO directors were never intended to make laws. The Constitution clearly states only Congress can make laws. EOs were intended for administration policies. They were, and mandates. They were not intended to overthrow the United States Constitution through executive orders or through a vaccine passport under the guise of health care. So on that note, God bless you. God bless America. And remember, injustices can happen to you, and they are. And injustices can happen to me, and they are. But together we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you tune in to Columbo Chronicles Live. God bless.
Rose Columbo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.